At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Hill Show. You made it to Thursday, which is such an important thing to celebrate every single week. Courtney in for Greg, who's still on Nantucket. I'm joined by my good friend Curtis. It's the Curtis and Courtney Show today.
I love it.
Yeah.
You see two sees Jackson and Tom. It is an electric morning here, and I had a nice talk with Greg yesterday.
As did I.
Lovely.
Yeah.
He's really enjoying his time there. He sent a total douche pic.
That was, I threw my phone.
I was like, oh, got a photo from Greg. I'm thinking it's like a picture of Felger on an airlift somewhere.
Yep.
Or something funny from the island, and it was just this beautiful pool. And I was like, what gives? What's the point of that?
Yeah, it was really just like a miss you guys, but not that much.
Right.
But he says that he's really enjoying himself. He's excited to get back.
Yeah.
And now Jermaine Wiggins is on his way to the other island, Martha's Vineyard, for the weekend with the beautiful Talina. So they'll enjoy that. And I think Shime's in Maine. So there's a lot going on here, but it's just two pals chatting today.
Just like, it's like coffee talk.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope that you join us. You can call us. You can text us. Be in the Twitch chat or in the YouTube. But a lot to talk about today. The Sox drop another one, and it seems like they're trending in the wrong direction once again. And thankfully, the Yankees lost yesterday too, but still nipping at their heels.
Yeah, Yankees and Blue Jays lost. Would have been a great opportunity to gain ground and extend their lead on the Yankees. But Ken and I had a big baseball text last night.
Ooh.
Because Walker Buehler was rolling.
Yep.
And then he gets back through the lineup again and then allows the two-run home run to make it 4-1 for the Astros. That would be the final in the seventh. And the Red Sox, 2-4 on the road trip, lost both series. We'll get to some sound, and they said it. Cora got ejected again. He'll explain what he was thinking. Might have been a miscommunication. You know, we have those around here.
Always.
But the Red Sox last night was a tough loss. They head home. They're off today. They're back tomorrow. And I can't make heads or tails. Like, I thought Wednesday night would have been the catalyst. You win that series. You go 3-on-3. A tough road trip. Padres and Astros, two really good teams on the road. But I have to say, like, there are certain times where I'm wrong. Not often.
Mm.
But I have been wrong. We didn't make a bet. But I have been wrong about Kelsey and Taylor Swift.
We're going to get to that in my lead and probably all morning long.
So we can get to it then.
Yeah, but also, like, if you're going to complain about us talking about Taylor Swift, me personally talking about Taylor Swift, nobody cares. Well, 1.2 million people were waiting in the waiting room before they went live on the New Heights podcast yesterday. So people do care. Hate to break it to you.
And it's also, to me, it's like, no matter what the subject, the star, whatever, it is so infrequent for people in this country to be doing something simultaneously. We all watch shows at different times. We all go to the gym different times. We work different shifts. We have different hours. We have different schedules. We have different interests. And when you have different interests with the internet and phones and everything, you can literally find whatever you want, whenever you want it, on your schedule. The days of TiVo or waiting for Thursday night, you know, must-see TV on NBC, are long gone. So when there are that many people waiting for one thing, a singular podcast in a world of limitless podcasts, is noteworthy. If you don't, I mean, whatever you think about it, we can get to that later, but like, she is like the modern day Beatles.
Yeah.
In terms of what type of interest she generates and the anger, you know, the Patriots forever outside of this little region were despised.
Yeah.
And we didn't care. It's like, oh, great. You hate us because you're anus. Mm-hmm. Save that. That was an awful problem. Hate us because you're anus. that would be a different t-shirt. But no, I think it's like, no matter what, they're fascinating. And no matter what, they force you to have an opinion either way. And
absolutely.
That's what I think Taylor Swift does.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in my lead. And then we'll also get to a little bit of that in They Said It as well. Patriots in Minnesota had their first joint practice with the Vikings yesterday at 1 p.m. No Ramondre Stevenson once again, which is interesting. Travion Henderson continues to be a fan favorite, continues to be a team favorite, really. Drake May had a nice connection with him, 70 yards. And Drake speaking about him is basically like, you can't catch this guy if he's open. If Travion Henderson is open, you're all screwed. And so I don't know what's going on with Ramondre right now. It seems weird to me that he is just kind of all of the sudden, he played on Friday and we haven't heard or seen from him or seen or heard from him since. We will be joined by our friend, good friend of the program, Devin McCourty this morning at 8:20.
Yeah, great job. Courtney doing it all this week. I got Devin on at 8:20 and Breslow at 9. I think that like, I watch these Patriots, you know, the everybody discussing from camp, what's been going on, the ups, the downs, whatever. But the biggest takeaway I have is the most recent old Patriot that's on thin ice is Kyle Duggar.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to everybody yesterday said the Patriots look good, but their center Bradbury, I guess, has a really hard time pass blocking. So David Andrews had shoulder surgery. I think he still wanted to keep playing, but he wasn't able to. That was his decision. Everybody else, you look at the leaders, every other former captain is no longer with the team. Even Jelani Tavai was here, but he's gone.
Right.
He's hurt, nowhere around. And I feel like Ramondre and Duggar are two guys that were leaders on their respective sides of the ball, and Vrabel is coming in instilling a brand new clean slate. They are trying to get totally done with the old ways of the team, the way the team was performing the last 3 years, and I feel like it's going to be likely. It could be Gibson and Travion Henderson being the lead back, and then you have Ramondre, you know, try to ship him out for something, and Kyle Duggar maybe cut.
Which I'm okay with when it comes to Travion Henderson being the guy, because I think he's very, very talented. He's been proving himself. But also, I'm with Shine when it comes to Gibson and Ramondre Stevenson, and this also might be because I was high on Ramondre early, and I think that he's a talent. He's had his issues, but I think when he's good, he's great. And so I think he's better than Gibson. So to ship him out and have Gibson as the backup, Gibson was great last season, a good backup option for Ramondre, but at the same time, it's so weird to me. Nothing makes sense. We'll be able to talk about what Jones and Keefe talked about yesterday when it came to Tommy Curran, because there's interesting things about Steph Diggs.
Yeah, so my lead's going to be about the question Courtney answered that got the terse response from Vrabel, and there's sort of continued reporting. Drake May and Diggs connected yesterday. Diggs, by all accounts, was a big hit for the fans in Minnesota. But interesting things that explain to me why the Vrabel comment wasn't just trying to be like a cheap fake of Belichick, but might be more there with the Diggs situation. But it is, I was thinking this morning about how, like, you know, it's a big season for a lot of people, but none bigger. It's the biggest season for Drake May.
Mm.
Vrabel will come in, he'll have a year, you know, outside of doing something like, you know, doing Gerard Mayo part deux. Vrabel is not going to get fired.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft is not going to pay three coaches simultaneously. And so Drake May, as a guy that Scheim and many others expect to be great, is going to be on his second coach right now. There is nobody I can think of in the history or modern history of my lifetime watching the NFL that has been a great quarterback and has gone through three coaches. So obviously don't put Mayo on him. That's not, you know, it didn't work out. But if Vrabel and Drake May don't work out, I don't believe it's going to be Vrabel being the one that gets canned. Like, I think Drake May needs to figure it out. There's some sound we'll get to as well later where Drake is being Vrabel is discussing why he's pushing Drake to be such a leader.
But you think that even after this season, if Drake doesn't perform,
No.
Yeah, because I think that they've got some leash here.
Oh, this is absolutely, neither one of them will be gone after this year. But, you know, the second contract is really decided after next season because it's a 4-year rookie deal. So it's not immediate. It's just, I don't know if Drake understands the sense of urgency you have to, you know, perform. And I look at, we talk a lot, and I always say it's all about the quarterback, but the Vikings are a pretty good example. The Vikings and the Eagles are great examples. While Jalen Hurts is much better than Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy at this point, two rosters that are excellent and don't have the great quarterback. The Vikings won 14 games last year, and they, you know, Brian Flores, he may end up being the best coach on the Belichick tree. Like,
they screwed him in Miami so badly. When you think about where he could be right now, if it wasn't for that absolute kerfuffle, like I'm with you. Brian Flores, I think, is the guy under Bill Belichick.
I want to have an oral history or one of those like funny Pablo Torre like investigations into the Belichick text, where Belichick's intending, according to what he would say, he's sending a text to a former coach, Brian Daboll.
Correct.
Instead, it's one letter at D-E-F, sorry, missed the E. it's the next two letters down. He sends it to Brian Flores about Miami and all of these things breaking down. And the next thing you know, instead of Sean Payton and Tom Brady in Miami, it is Tom Brady in Tampa. It's Brian Flores suing the NFL, losing his job, and it was just the amount of events that occurred thanks to that one misplaced text is historic.
Insane. Can I also make a complaint this morning already? I don't know what's going on. The last couple of coffees or teas I've gotten, the lids don't fit the cups anymore. And I'm one of those people that grab the coffee by the top. I know that's not great, but I'm spilling all over myself constantly. I don't know what's going on with the lids, but they've got to figure it out.
Can anything be better for the consumer? Is it that every day everything gets slightly worse?
It's insane. I just don't understand how a lid does not fit the cup properly.
I had two Saturday, Sunday, walk into Southie to the Starbucks on Broadway there. And if not for the stroller, I literally grabbed it and was placing the two drinks into the stroller, the cup holder. And they fell out of my hands with the lid still standing in my hands, but didn't spill everywhere. Is it the cheap plastic?
Yeah, they must be changing it's probably better for the environment. I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. Two cup holder stroller. That's a nice one, I bet.
Oh, we just upgraded to a jogger.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You're really on this running journey.
Yeah, James runs.
Yeah.
I just push him.
So. Okay.
No, it's so much better than we had the Bugaboo. It was like speaking of Bentleys, that was the Bentley of strollers.
Okay. But, I don't know much about the difference. I know the names, but I don't know what's
good. Upper Baby's the big one.
Yep. Duna.
Yep. That we have the, so this is a brand new one. It's a three-wheeler. So it's like James's first tricycle.
Yeah. Love it.
It's really lovely.
Nice. All right. So a lot to get to today. Jackson, you're back for day number two. You've got 3 days in a row. How are we feeling today? We feel like we got all the jitters out yesterday, off.
Yes. Yeah. First game out, jitters are done. I'm good to go.
Okay. I love to hear that. Love to hear that. Also, some breaking news. Tomorrow, we will be joined by one Andrew Razor Raycroft for the show. So we'll be able to talk stick, some puck.
And if you love the continent of Africa, he's your man.
Yeah, he'll be great for that. So before we get to the leads or even trending, let's get to open the window world of Boston with Curtis. I want to know what the weather looks like today. I'd like to get a nice walk in, but it's been too hot.
In Boston, it is 73 degrees with cloudy skies, afternoon high of 85, so not bad. No rain today. Initially, we thought there might be some rain, but oof, what a whiff on that one. Tomorrow is really your walk day. 78 degrees, gorgeous afternoon high, and the weekend's going to be beautiful, mid-80s. And next week may be the best week, I think, of the summer. Low to mid-70s, sunny.
Stunning.
So perfect way to get you prepared for the fall.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Curtis. Let's get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Verizon. The Red Sox dropped the last one in Houston 4-1, losing the series 2-1. Walker Buehler went 6 innings, giving up 4 runs on 4 hits while striking out 3. Alex Cora was ejected from the game late. Do you think players like that? Do you think fans like that to see the passion from Alex Cora? Or, because it's not his first time, it's not his second time. I don't believe it's his third time this season.
Yeah, it was an old thing. I remember, you know, the 90s were basically every team lost, and if the team didn't get angry or the team didn't win a game, then it was on the manager to get show emotion and get tossed. Like when Boone does it, it feels so contrived. I said it was like, you know, a politician swearing and it doesn't look right. Like I think Cora, people buy any, we'll hear Cora describe it. I think it may have been a miscommunication with the umpire last night.
Okay. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys off tonight before the Marlins come to Fenway tomorrow. We'll talk to Craig Breslow for the front office report this morning at 9. The NBA has officially signed off on the sale of the Celtics. The Board of Governors unanimously signed off on the deal for a private equity group led by Billy Chisholm to buy the team for $6.1 billion. The league says the transaction is expected to close shortly.
This you had a star-studded week for you.
I don't know about that.
But it has been. But I would say the reaction you had after Mannix was on yesterday about the new decision to no longer have Wick as the lead guy for 2028. This is a rule they all knew existed.
Right.
When they were consummating the deal a couple months ago, we knew we were doing the show in Wachusett.
Like, yeah.
We knew what the rules were. So I have no understanding as to why right before the deal's finalized, they have to make this change. Also, would we have known if they didn't say anything, if they just did this because they had to correct the paperwork and it lead up to get the deal approved by the NBA other owners? Why do they make a big show of it? Like, would we even know tomorrow if Wick's the alternate governor and not the governor?
Right. It just seems like maybe it was a miscommunication. But right. To me, when you're selling a team for $6.1 billion, but there is an understanding that you will remain as the governor for at least the next 3 years, like, that's a conversation that happens between two individuals. We were talking yesterday, for billionaires, like, egos are involved. So I thought it was really cool that Billy Chisholm was in this group, this private equity group, was spending all of this money but allowing Wick to remain on because he has been such a great front-facing figure for the guys. The players trust him. The coaches trust him. And to have it kind of completely flip just a few months later when the deal is actually closing just doesn't seem like this was an oversight because of logistics.
Yeah, I feel like the simplest way to understand this is that Wick wanted to be in that position for as long as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. And he did. He got there all the way to the day before the deal was finalized. I would also say, though, like, to say that they're being transparent, we didn't know Wick only owned less than 2% of the team for his entire tenure here.
Yeah.
So how would it have changed if he was, instead of the governor, he was the alternate governor?
Right.
It's not like they've always told us the details of the ownership anyway.
Yeah, good point. The Patriots had their first joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. It seemed like it was an up-and-down day for Drake May in the offense. Another day without Ramondre Stevenson, while May completed a 70-yard pass to Travion Henderson, who continues to be a favorite. We'll be joined by our friend Devin McCourty this morning at 8:20 to talk all things Pats. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll get everybody's leads.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg. He is on Nantucket enjoying his last 24 hours really there before he has to head back to the real world.
Yes.
Praying for him. And thank you to everybody that's on Twitch early this morning. They're giving a lot of support to Jackson, as always. And if you want to watch on Twitch, we're there every single day live. And that's brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see our friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Curtis and I were just talking about how great the city is during this time. The weather's been good. Castle Island's been great.
Perfect.
I have to ask you, though, because we live so close to Sullivan's.
Yeah.
And to Sully's. And do you go there often? Because it's the best seafood, I think, around. Like, to pick up seafood and eat right there.
Yeah.
Every time we do it, we're like, why don't we do this more often?
And it's the best price.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I have, unfortunately, like, James just eats the French fries when we go there. He doesn't want anything else. And so it's
He's not a seafood guy yet.
Not yet. He did like calamari for a bit. Then I realized he just liked the breading.
Okay.
But I go there, you know, a couple times a month to eat. I'll pick something up or they'll meet me out there by the end. But it is a phenomenal place. Unfortunately, it got in some like James Beard list this year.
Oh,
so like even in times where you'd think it's not too crowded, there's like the cruise ships come in and all the, you know, the foodies show up. So a sneaky good place is Yankee Lobster in the Seaport.
Yeah,
they have a
love
small
that.
Little fish market. They have a good spot. You can eat right outside, and it's not quite as bougie as the other end of the Seaport.
Well, people also like Luke's.
I've never been to Luke's.
Yeah,
Lobster.
Me neither. But people say it's the best lobster roll around.
Yeah, I mean, candidly, it's like going to Italy and getting a cup of pasta or bowl of pasta. If you come to Boston and you get lobster and it's not good, you should probably go to a new place.
I forget. Are you hot or cold?
Hot.
Yeah, same. Thank God.
It's just the drawn butter. It's sort of like how you get your popcorn. Just sub the lobster for the popcorn.
Yeah, and you know what I really love that they've become so good at every movie theater where you put your own butter on your popcorn.
They do.
It just changes the game. And if you do the straw trick where you put the straw in the popcorn and put the butter through it, Tom knows what I'm talking about. Put the butter through the straw so it can get to all layers of the popcorn. Kind of a fat kid move, but it's very, very good.
I've spent most of my life as a fat kid. And another Dino, John Dennis, used to tell me about the popcorn trick, which was something totally different and X-rated.
I don't know that one.
You don't Google it.
Okay.
Have you ever done the free popcorn trick, not the one you're talking about, Curtis, where you go into an empty theater or like one that people are leaving and you grab one of the extra large popcorns off the top? And then you go to the front because the extra large always have the free refill. And you say, hey, can I get a new one? Can I get a new one? And they almost always will give you a new bucket, free popcorn.
Okay. I think that's stealing, Tom.
Yeah,
but
that goes in the golf bag corner with Jackson.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah,
the prices are outrageous.
God love you. Just that wasn't Tom. That was Terp. No, we like Terp. There's a food take and it is so whatever. Who cares? Like, this is the most pathetic thing, but if I could really, you say popcorn's your favorite food and I give you a hard time. I get so incredibly happy when I remember to put a potato in the oven, bake it, come home, cook whatever, shrimp, chicken, whatever, and have a great, properly done baked potato is so underrated.
What do you put on it?
Just butter. Not cream cheese, no bacon.
Well, not cream cheese, sour cream.
I mean sour cream.
Yep.
No, not...
I like a cheese and
no,
sour cream.
No, I don't
cream.
Like it loaded. When I go to like the nice steakhouses, I like the bacon bits. Those are lovely.
Yep.
But I don't have time to make those at home. So, a great baked potato is just so freaking good.
You're right, as is a nice corn on the cob. To make that at home is such a delight.
I like making it. I don't like corn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
I get it. I can chop it up for James, but I'm not a... I like shucking. It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, shucking.
Yeah. I enjoy it, but no, I never been a corn guy.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, you like the popcorn.
Popcorn. Yeah, of course.
It's lovely.
All right, enough food. Let's get back to sports. Let's get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Very close. It's the Offspring.
Hand to God, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Go with your gut, Curtis. Go with your gut.
I would have never got this, but the leads today brought to you by Subaru. With so much love, don't miss the Subaru of New England. A lot to love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I am a man who celebrates small victories because... you know, you don't know when the next big victory is going to come.
True.
And this is partly not inspired, but Curtis helped me along this journey a little bit, along with my father and the wonderful great Ozzy Osbourne. Today will be 2 months since I had a drop of alcohol.
Jackson!
And like I said, small victories. I know it's 2 months, but it's the longest I've gone without drinking since I can drink, as far as I can remember. For the most part, nothing serious, nothing crazy brought it on, but I thought, you know, I got to grow up, stop drinking like a crazy person and, you know, get some stuff together. And I did that. And 2 months, it's not as hard as I thought it would be, but it's not also easy at some points. Like last night, I played in a softball game. We had a doubleheader. Yeah, America. Woo.
Nice.
And everybody was everybody shotgunned a beer between games. And I'm like, that's the kind of stuff that I miss with the whole camaraderie of drinking, but that's pretty much about it. But I, like, Curtis, I'm wondering, did you get extremely bored the first, like, couple of months you stopped drinking?
No, I mean, the first couple, I was in the hospital and then I was at rehab, so.
Oh, well, my problem is, it's one, the camaraderie that comes with a fun, you know, everybody drinks together, and two, it's the boredom. I don't feel different mentally at all, don't feel different physically at all. It's not like I was drinking, like, I wasn't drinking, you know, gallons and gallons, but I was drinking a good amount. But it's weird that I don't feel different, but I do feel pride, so that's what I'm holding on to.
That's awesome, Jackson. Congratulations. And there's so many options nowadays, mocktails and non-alcoholic beers,
yeah,
that if you don't have a drinking problem where, like, even a non-alcoholic beer, I think, has a percentage in it, and a lot of people want to stay away from that, but, like, you may get placebo effect off of just holding a beer to feel that.
You could. The biggest thing for me was my liver numbers. They were astronomical, which was scary as hell, but also just seeing that other people... At one point, I was like, why, you know, I like drinking. Why am I going to stop? And I didn't think I could do it. But then you just kind of one day just put it down and don't look back. And so
That's
far,
awesome.
So good.
And you must feel great.
Yeah, I feel, like I said, pride is the biggest thing I feel. I don't feel much different physically or mentally, but I do feel proud of myself.
That's awesome, Jack. I'm really happy for you. And you will feel better as time goes on, I think, especially as those liver numbers improve.
But yeah, and it's not like I was feeling bad. I wasn't feeling lousy. It's just I'm not getting that, like, oh, I feel much better when I wake up thing than a lot of people say.
Instead of being bored, I would exercise. That was a key component for me. Whenever you feel bored, go do something. But I would also say maybe sobriety causes us to be bad at the board.
Perhaps. that is a good
point.
Maybe there's one
side effect.
That is the one thing different.
I've never been able to do it. So.
Well, and everybody always says that I do better when I'm hungover. So
right. My dad golfs better when he's jet lagged.
Yeah,
so.
No, I just think when I used to do the dry Januaries back in the day, it was like the first 2 weeks you didn't feel any different. But then as it went on, you just feel like tighter. Your body feels better. You feel like you can move more. You're more clear-headed. So, I mean, 2 months is great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, let's keep going.
Good job, Jack. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Coco. How are we doing?
We're doing great. It's Thursday. What can you complain about?
Fair enough. Fair enough. I am a little worried now that you got to drink to be good on the board because I don't drink either. So maybe we need to pick up
that's
that
a good
habit.
Choice.
Well done, Tom.
Thank you. But I have fallen for the trap. It's this time of year I've fallen for the trap. I am falling for all of the Patriots preseason hype videos. The Stephon Diggs routing up that guy, giving him the business yesterday at joint practice. Travion Henderson going 70 yards off a 10-yard out route for May. Efton Chisholm going up there and grabbing one at a joint practice. I've fully fallen for the trap. And every single year I say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to get hurt again. This wide receiver room is going to be putrid. And every single year I'm believing. I was big on Polk last year. I was big on Baker last year. And I'm ashamed to say I have fallen for the trap once again that the Patriots wide receivers are not going to be the worst position group on this team. And I think there still could be, but the offensive line looks like it might be worse.
Does it feel like that it's because of the hype videos, or is it because of the fandom that you have, or is it because Mike Vrabel's the head coach now? What's drawing you back in?
It's really just seeing Stephon Diggs. He's the most talented receiver the roster's had since Julian Edelman, far and beyond. And just seeing him give that guy the business yesterday on one-on-ones, routing him up. Kyle Williams in preseason giving that guy the business in the red zone, even though Josh Dobbs missed him by 5 yards. Efton Chisholm, the undrafted rookie, just going up there and grabbing it. It's just, I think it's all the videos on Twitter I'm seeing. It just drags me back in like a sucker that I am for hope that the team's going to be good, because we haven't seen a good team since that Mac Jones rookie year. And even then, that wasn't the most fun team to watch.
I love it. Well, I'm back in too, so I think we should all be optimistic going into every season. So good job, Tom. Curtis, what do you have for me this morning?
Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Oh, boy. I am focusing here on the Patriots and Steph Diggs. This question and reaction that you asked, we have the sound of it, Jack. On Monday, here was Mike Vrabel's terse response to Courtney's question about Stephon Diggs.
Mike, it's awesome that it seems like Stephon Diggs is going to be good for week one. Holding him back on Friday, is that just out of precaution with his recovery?
Coach's decision.
So that stood out to all of us in real time. And there was a lot of reaction to the interview, as there is every week, where people said, you know, he's just Belichickian in this way. He knows how to not answer questions he really doesn't want to divulge too much into. Nothing to see here. And that's sort of... it's been in the back of my mind since Monday. And then yesterday, I was listening to Jones and Keefe, as I do every day, and they referenced this quote from their receiving coach, Todd Downing, in a Tom Curran story, where he said, the process for Diggs, is going to have to be him learning the system, learning exactly what the quarterback and what Josh is looking for, and making sure he's in the right spot at the right time. As he continues to refine that, I think he'll get on the trajectory we expect him to be. So, if you want that to be refined, why wouldn't you do that in a game? And so I know yesterday he was great. I saw the same stuff, Tom. He looked phenomenal, and he's by far and away the most talented guy. But if Drake's in the game, Will Campbell's going to be the left tackle. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the same center. You're going to try and have your starters with him so that you have as close to a facsimile of the real life coming up in a couple weeks as possible, because Drake's only going to play 4 series maybe. And so that was just, it stood out to me. And it's interesting that maybe, you know, because Jones and Keefe listed the guys that were very talented, like Ocho Cinco, that came in here and were athletic and able, but were unable to get into the Josh McDaniels system successfully.
Devil's advocate that could it just be not the system, but Steph Diggs' personality and not thinking that whatever they're calling or whatever plays they want to run, Steph Diggs doesn't think it's the best one? Like, when I listen to what Tommy Curran was saying from that coach, it just to me seems like he needs to learn what's best for the quarterback and what's best for the team. Like, in my mind, I immediately jump to the way in which receivers are perceived, that they're me, me, me. And it's not what's best for Steph Diggs, but what's best for the team.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that could have anything to do with it. This isn't a slight against Stephon Diggs. It just feels really weird between Vrabel and now this quote that you have such a talented player and you're not using him to his full advantage.
Yeah. And I think the biggest component to this is how we've all heard from the reporters there that Diggs is someone all the receivers follow.
Yeah.
And in a vacuum of real leadership, I mean, Drake may, they're trying to get Drake to be a leader. But even as we've discussed, the greatest of all time wasn't the leader of those early Patriots teams. It was Willie and Wiggy, obviously.
Yep.
And so to ensure that he's going in the right direction so that others are following in kind. So I think it'll be okay. It's just I am fascinated to see if Steph Diggs is a captain, because in terms of accomplishment and veteran status, he would be an obvious choice.
And the way everybody's talked about him, in my mind, there's no doubt that he's a captain. And, like, who else is there?
Right.
I mean, Drake May will be one.
Drake May would be one, I'm sure. Oh, gosh.
Like Hunter Henry. Yeah.
Oh, jinx. Hunter Henry, Drake May. Defensively, my guess is probably Mario Williams, big signing. I would hope a guy making whatever the hell he's making would be on there.
Yeah.
Duggar used to be one. I don't know if he's going to make the team.
Right.
Peppers, not exactly. Yeah, good question. I don't know who would be on defense.
Very interesting. Great lead. We still have mine to get to. We're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll also be able to ask Devin McCourty all about the Patriots, about Steph Diggs, what's going on with Ramondre Stevenson, what he saw in the first preseason game. He's going to join us at 8:20 this morning.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We were right in the middle of the leads, but I still had to get to mine. Mine is simple. Taylor Swift, if you're a football fan and you hate seeing her on your screens, get used to it. She's not going anywhere. These two are endgame. Watching her along with 1.2 million other people on the New Heights podcast YouTube channel yesterday, I put it up on the big screen because, you know, I didn't want to just watch it on my phone.
And Harry.
Harry loved it.
That was on the surround sound at my house as well.
Right?
Yeah, my fiance is obsessed.
And it wasn't... I thought it was going to be quick. I thought she was going to come on. She was going to announce her 12th album that comes out October 3rd. I was really hoping today was going to be the drop. Like she was going to say at midnight tonight, it's going to be out. But October 3rd, Libra season. Love it.
Oh, 10 plus 3.
Curtis. I didn't even consider that. Wow. I mean, Curtis is a Swiftie.
I mean,
through and through.
I am a showgirl at heart.
Yeah, you are. You are. When the lights come on, so do Curtis. but it was just very interesting to hear. I thought Jason basically ran the entire thing, the interview. He did a great job talking about the Eras tour, also talking about the relationship and how it came to be. This isn't a fabricated relationship. This isn't a relationship for PR. It's very clear that these two like each other a lot. I believe they throw the L word around. And I think that they are going to get married if they are not already engaged. I thought that that was going to be an announcement, but it wasn't. And I just, it made me happy. I sat there for, I don't even know how long it was. It was 2 hours. Yeah. I checked my phone at one point and it had already been an hour. I couldn't believe it. But I sat there with like a smile plastered on my face the entire time. The way they look at each other, the way they touch each other, the way they interact. She got emotional at one point talking about getting her original masters back for her first 6 albums. It just was very nice to see. If you're a Swiftie and you followed her for a long time, I understand a lot of people just see her as somebody who dates a bunch of guys, breaks up with them, and then writes these breakup albums that sell millions and millions of copies. But her picker was off for a very long time, and she was picking guys that, you know, didn't want to date a very successful woman. And it seems like she found her match in Travis Kelce, and he seems to really respect her art. And he likes being the plus one sometimes in that relationship. So it was really nice to see. I really liked it. I'm excited for October 3rd. And I don't know what to tell you guys. If you hate her, you're going to have to live with yourself. And you know what? I think I bet 90% of people that are like, oh, screw Taylor Swift. I hate her. Oh, get her off my screen. I don't want to see her. They just do it to be a jerk.
Yeah. And the thing is for me, I didn't watch it last night. I knew you had that street covered.
Yes, yeah.
But this is someone who is a true American success story. So for like the hard right, they're like, go away. You said vote for Blackburn or something. Like, well, she is everything that you would want anyone to be. She is her own corporation. She's created a brand that is, as I said, maybe since the Beatles, I don't know, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, you name it. Yeah. I'm not sure, but at their peak and their what type of dominance they had. But she is the NFL is going to continue to lean into this because there's not a lot of demographics that they don't dominate.
Yeah.
And even watching, I don't know if you saw the latest Hard Knocks, but
I haven't watched it yet.
They lean into, there's the Bussin' with the Boys there with Josh Allen, and they talk to him about Hailee Steinfeld and her acting career, and they ask if he's ever, you know, pitched any roles, and they talk, and it's like you're going to see the young celebrity female being brought into the picture as a means to try and get fans that may not have been lovers of football or had seen the way the NFL really did a horrible job because they showed that they literally did not care about what people did to women over and over and over again, whether it was the stupid kicker for the Giants or Ray Rice or you name it. There were people that would do things that were violent and despicable, and they did very little to punish them. And I'm sure there are a lot of women and men that were offended by that.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do now is try and soften up their guys a bit and see if people come in.
And it's working. It's working. It's worked for the last 2 seasons. So clearly the NFL knows what they're doing. It's also the people that say Taylor Swift doesn't know anything about sports. She doesn't. She says that pretty clearly. She says her first date with Travis, she asked him what it was like in the Super Bowl to be on the field and be looking at his brother on the field with him. And he was like, well, so we're never on the field at the same time. Like this is, and she's like, I had no idea. I thought everybody was on the field at the same time. And so, but she's learning. She's like, I know, you know, all the players on the Chiefs. I get excited during the draft now.
She knows not to carpool with the Mahomes family.
Yeah. Stuff like that. But it's just, it was a good watch. And I think that if you are a hater of Taylor Swift, you're trying to be different, great for you, and you're just trying to be a hater, and you're screaming, you're an old man screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
It's never going to change.
Well, but it's also like, I don't know how, I legitimately don't know how when you're watching a game, how it bothers you or why it bothers you when instead of a shot of a guy eating, you know, a hot dog,
right.
they show Taylor Swift
exactly.
next to Brittany Mahomes.
And they've been doing this forever. They
right,
did
they
it with
Giselle.
Giselle, Jessica Simpson, J-Lo. Like, this is what sports has been. Kate Upton.
Right.
Like, this is, if there is an athlete dating a famous woman, they're going to put the woman on the screen while the athlete is playing.
Of course. And even think back to the Red Sox back when they started winning for the first, like, with this ownership, early 2000s. They always would show Ben Affleck and J-Lo. They'd show Matt Damon.
Yeah.
They'd show the local Boston celebrity guy that was seated to the left of the dugout as a means of showing, because it makes the event feel bigger.
Yeah.
And, you know, even the New York Knicks forever and the Lakers send out a list to the media of who's courtside.
Exactly.
So, you know, Howard Stern and Chris Rock and these guys, because it makes the event feel bigger. That's why when you go to a nice restaurant, they have a picture on the wall of a celebrity eating there, not me and Jackson.
Yeah. It is also cool. I mean, she's brilliant, not only with her talent, but also her business mind. And she talks about how she signed her recording deal at 15 and how the whole Masters issue became an issue for her with the first six albums. But while she didn't own her Masters, she owned her publishing rights. So every time you hear a Taylor Swift song, whether it's in a TV show, commercial, movie, she gets to decide what goes in. Like, there are artists out there who have sold off their publishing rights. And so if Apple reaches out to whatever company bought the rights and says, hey, we want Taylor Swift's song, they'll be like, okay, here's the price, and they pay it and whatever.
And she has
Taylor,
no say.
But Taylor owns that and has always owned that. So that's why I think, especially for Swifties, every time her music is in something media-wise, we get so excited because we know she chose that herself, chose what song, what version of the song to be in that. So it's very, very cool. David in the car has something to say about this. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I just want to comment. You know, Taylor Swift, she's very cool, obviously a brilliant woman. What she's done and what she's doing, you got to give her, you know, props for that. I think what it is, some people, it's not that they hate her and they don't. I think, you know, when you look at it, how many famous athletes, how many famous people are playing on a football field, on a soccer field, whatever it is, baseball, and they don't show these famous players, wives, girlfriends, over and over again, like there's nobody else in the stands. I think that's what kind of gets a little bit frustrating.
Wait. So, David, it bothers fans that they're prioritizing the celebrity over the other guy's just wife that he met, you know, over the weekend? Or the guy that the wife that he knew growing up, the high school sweetheart in the stands?
No, she's not a high school sweetheart, first of all, to him.
What do you mean? So you're offended on behalf of other players' spouses?
Over the years, Curtis, there's been plenty of players that are famous, well-known athletes, you know, with a lot of championships, you name it, whatever. And they don't, when they're on the field playing their sport, they didn't keep showing their wives or girlfriends over and over again like there was nobody else in.
David, when Taylor Swift arrived, when Taylor Swift arrived at a game last year or the year before, Jarrett Payton took a video from his phone. It was the Bears-Chiefs game.
Mm-hmm.
It got like 280 million views. Everybody else walked in and out of that stadium. Nobody clicked on it. There's a reason the TV network and the producer that runs NBC Sunday Night Football, which is the number one NFL show, the number one TV show in America for like 20 years, puts her on and not, you know, Olivia Culpo, with all due respect to Olivia.
But I think they show Olivia Culpo quite a bit. And David, not to interrupt you, but there are the 49ers wives. They're showing Claire Kittle all the time. They're showing Kristen Juszczyk. Before Taylor was with the Chiefs, they were showing Brittany Mahomes. So to say that they don't show these other wives is not necessarily true.
Not as much though, Courtney.
There's a reason. That's what I'm saying, David. Yeah. That's the reason. The reason they show Taylor Swift is that when they show her, everybody knows who it is.
And I'm so sick, like the people on Twitch, WEEI, TMZ, I gotta change the station. Get over it. Get over yourselves. I'm sorry. Like, this is, everybody is talking about this today.
It is the number one story.
It is the number one story today. If you are not interested in this, you are in the minority.
The
so congratulations.
The number two story is Walker Buehler.
Yes,
but it's number one is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I'm just so, like, there's nothing that grinds my gears more than when somebody tries to be like, Courtney hates sports. She only wants to talk about Taylor Swift. I like Taylor Swift and I like sports. They came together. Sorry, I'm excited.
Right. Courtney just loves Jason Kelce. It happened to be that Taylor came on the podcast.
Exactly. Jason is my favorite.
He is crummy.
We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get to more sports and what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.